I'd been going, and I repented to God, and the Holy Ghost was in the car with me, and God spoke to me and said, put your cigarette out, brother. And when I put that cigarette out, God delivered me from smoking. When I cut that radio off, God delivered me from listening to the blues. God delivered me from my drinking, because I repented to God, brother. I told God, I'm sorry, Lord, for all that I've done. I want a better way. I want to walk with the Lord. I want a better walk with Jesus. I want something better in life. You got to want something better than what you're doing. That way that you're walking, you got to want something better. I'm tired of the way I'm living. You got to be tired of the way you're living. You got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And ask God, Lord, help me today. You ought to come to the Lord. God, help me. Deliver me from my sins. Help me, Lord. I tell you, that morning, God set me free. God set me free. I'm a free man. I was a free man. I'm a free man in Christ Jesus. But you see, that ain't all. See, you got to bring something. Got to hear something. Got to hear something. Got to hear something. Had to hear the word of God. God led me to a place where I could hear ye the word of the Lord. Had to hear repentance and remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. God brought me to a man preaching repentance.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. And it seemed like in my mind, I can hear him sometimes singing, oh, near, nearer, my God, to thee, oh, near, nearer. Would sing, yeah, my to thee. One day I'll be near, near to thee. Can I sing a verse? Thank you. You see, there is a story in every song that we sing. Sometimes when you listen at a song, you sing nearer, nearer, nearer to thee. And you see, in those days, my grandmother was the mother of the church, and I was the oldest grandchild. Many days I would go by her home to talk to her. She taught me a lot. And some days when I would get to that old wooden house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help. I used to ask her, I said, why are you crying? She would look at me and say, son, you're too young now. You're too young to understand my tears. She said, but just keep on living. And friends, today, I can understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes I have to cry. And some days when I would get to that old house, she would be humming and moaning on songs. And she, sometimes she wouldn't come out and say the words. And I would say to her, why are you moaning like this? She would say, son, when I moan, it confuses everybody. It confuses the devil. He doesn't know what I'm moaning about. Now, I may not be able to moan like a lot of people, but I believe I can moan a little bit like my grandmother. If she was still with us today, she would sound something like this. In my mind, I can hear her sometimes working and washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seems like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friend, sometime when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming sometime like this. Listen. I wanna be near.
Sums up 22 years of singing. Little song says something like this. I've had troubles
in this life, you see.
But we're glad about this tonight, that I've learned how to lean on you, Jesus.
You carried me through it all.
Oh, 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 and I'm
dependent.
Yes, I am. Tonight, because one Tuesday evening I had a talk with Jesus and he promised me, yeah,
carried me.
And oh, 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 and I'm
dependent.
Yes, I am.
Oh, oh,
and I strange, but all I'm trying to tell y'all tonight is this, that I've learned
how to depend on Jesus, how to trust in him.
So glad I've learned
how to depend on
Jesus. Let me ask y'all something. Anybody here learn how to put all your trust in him? Can I take a little time and tell you how I learned to do it? Picked up my Bible and I went to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, round about the 5th and the 6th verse, where it told me to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I had to learn to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can I get a witness in this building when I say, won't God step in and direct your path tonight? Can I get a witness in this building? Anybody here learn how to depend on Jesus? Somebody depending on it. Somebody you learn how to put all your trust in it tonight. And oh, 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 and I'm
dependent on you.
Yeah. KKAYT 88.1 FM,
70,000 watts of gospel power.
Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM. KAYT 88.1 FM,
70,000 watts of gospel power.
Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana.